Podcast guys, today we have here Carlos
Salinas
and Nick Kalabowski. Salinas, my bad. This is gonna be season two of Tommy Talks. It's gonna be different from usual. It's gonna be more just audio, like the beginning of the first season, and we're gonna have new changes. We have new equipment. We have microphones for you, each one of us, and we have new members too. Nick Kalabowski, he's a new member, and we have another one named Gabe who couldn't be here. He couldn't be here with us. Yeah, he's a traitor. He left the country. Leo Zamora, an ex partner member, he left because he didn't feel it was worth it for him anymore. And Dominic Pantovich actually left for the Marines, so you know he could have chose us. He could have chosen us or the Marines, and he chose the Marines. Another traitor. So that's what I'm
How
saying.
Dare like, he I don't fight want for you to die for us.
Who needs you? Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's a poor decision right there. Of all the people to die for,
yeah, why it's not like we're very important to him or not. You know, I did call him a bitch a couple of times, so...
I mean, you said you didn't want to, like, encrust his nugget in silver, so...
I mean, is that really that bad?
Nah.
No? Not really. I don't think so. So, in this new season, hopefully we can do more things, better things. This channel might have a... might get its name changed from The Boys to something else, but no yet. And we have a lot in store. I'm gonna make a movie, hopefully by the end of, by the summer of next year, and we're gonna have more stuff. We're gonna have another more things to do, basically.
More best, you know, content, basically.
Better content, basically. Hopefully it's better. I hope it's better. Hopefully. If not, then.
Our focus is worse.
Yeah, I mean, some of you like that.
Worse
so
content.
It's fine.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I watch that. I watch Jake Paul, so pretty much. Hey, I like.
Get the fuck out.
Who's gonna be
downvoting you?
Who's
from
in
leader?
Charge? Carlos.
This is a representative democracy, man. Now. We're all in charge.
No, there's no democracy. We learned this in government. There's only a republic. Or dictatorship. Surprise.
Surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker. It's a dictatorship. Even in Republic, dang. The Romans chose Caesar, Julius Caesar, and guess what? Well, I'm not going to guess that for at least another 3 years, so I'm good for now.
That means Dominic's going to end up living.
You don't know you're going to walk out the steps of school and just get shanked.
Seven.
People.
Wish it was nine, but it's whatever.
It's only seven.
Yeah. All at once. I thought he got stabbed more than seven. Wasn't it more?
Casting couch.
I thought it was seven guys that stabbed him 40 times.
No, like seven guys stabbed him multiple times.
Yeah, they really hated him.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, he moved his side. I guess.
One more time, just to be sure.
End him.
Yeah. Hey, I saw him move. Did you really? Not really, but again, bah. So, what do you guys do over the summer? That's the first topic of the day. You guys did anything? Yeah, Carlos?
Not much, man.
Carlos?
Nothing much? Wow.
Nothing so special. Interesting.
This is why people watch us, listen to us.
We I mean, it's so only the future subscribers so at stake here. No pressure.
There's no pressure. Just talk what you want to talk about.
I mean, what did you do over the summer, Junior?
Or else you're going to kick. You're gonna get kicked out. What?
I mean, I did do econ and finance over the summer. That took a huge chunk of time out.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
I got an A in the class. It was just like sitting on your laptop for 7-8 hours a day.
No, that sounds fun. Alright, oh, I forgot to introduce Nick. This is Nick Kalabowski, everyone. The one with the gay ass voice. He's gonna join the channel, by the way, if no one noticed. He's the one who's who sounds pretty gay on the microphone. And in real life he still sounds gay, but not as much.
Not nearly as gay.
I mean, to be fair, I do.
Microphone adds plus 10 gayness.
I thought it was 15. Damn, plus 10? That's too low.
Dude, got a nerf.
Nick, introduce yourself. Talk about yourself.
I'm Nick. Average white guy.
He's pretty tall.
You know, not much interesting about me. I'm tall, but you can't really hear that.
Yeah. I'm...
Take welding with Peranza.
We take welding.
That's how I know him. I know him from class. Yeah. Only class. It's important.
We do have history together.
Oh, we do have history. But, you know, like, who cares about history?
Actually, it's not even history. It's government. But, yeah. It's the same thing.
Oh, shit.
You
caught me slipping.
Yeah, it's the history of the government, so
it don't matter. Yep, government, same thing. Yeah.
If it's...
We just sit in that class.
You're on your phone 24/7. In that class. I mean, to be fair...
Dude, I am. What else am I supposed to do? Pay attention?
We do have a quiz coming up, you know. It's not that important.
Fuck it. What's the worst that can happen?
Dude. I mean, the new system does make it like if you don't do well on tests, you fail automatically. Like 70% of.
Yeah, man. But I'm gonna do good on tests.
Trust me. You bombed this one.
I know what I'm doing. Dude, I'm gonna bomb it so hard now that I said this.
I mean, yeah. like the Arabics bomb in our house. It could happen, but not really.
What?
There's a chance.
Dude, I'm not trying to get bombed. I hear that's bad for your health.
Oh, Michelle Obama didn't say that, so I'm pretty sure it's good for us.
Oh, shit. Michelle Obama knows the truth.
She's the truther. All right, Carlos, you know, you can talk about yourself now. You know, it's your turn.
I really can't relate, guys. I mean, three of the four members are in welding. No. My electives are just French and orchestra.
I mean, three of the.
If they want to get to know me, they can go back and, you know, watch the whole first season.
But. I mean, it's a new season.
Alright, I'm Carlos. Yeah. I'm short. I'm Hispanic. Junior's Hispanic.
He's pretty short.
Yeah, I mean, 5'3 ain't that short.
5'3 ain't that short.
Yeah. Not that bad.
Nick, how tall are you?
Oh.
6'1".
Yeah. And I'm 5'8". You're 5 inches shorter than...
I'm a...
long boy. Not really. It's pretty short. It's like 12 inches.
So, Carlos is 5 inches shorter than you, and you're 5 inches shorter than me.
Sound like you. All the fucking crap.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well,
and
it happens.
Crap talked about
it happens
you.
A lot. Actually, it happens every single day.
See that?
By Mr. B.
So, who's Mr. B?
Oh, God, Mr. B.
He says short...
Dude, I feel like we could fill like,
a whole
episode with that.
He's a short Caribbean guy who's ex-Marine, by the way. Ex-Marine, which means his body type is buff. No, he's just buff.
He's just built.
Meat. Dude, his arms look like they're made out of baby heads. It's terrifying.
It's like baby on steroids, pretty much it. Baby on steroids.
Dude, it's...
Yeah.
This is our welding teacher. If you've ever had like a clean teacher who will like not swear and be like always on task, Mr. B's like the complete
opposite.
Wasn't
he like
he's not afraid to
like
break his tongue.
Smoking cigars in the back with Mr. Reeves one day. I mean, he'll probably kill anyone that does report him, so, like, he's not worried at all.
I mean, he's not even worried. Like, he doesn't need this job. He has, like, 20 other jobs.
I mean, he could go back to being the Marines. He's a veteran Marine, and he has got welding going for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did what?
Yeah, man, he teaches at Nova. Dude, he's, like, set.
He has three paychecks a month. Getting more certifications. So, if he gets reported, he'd be like, eh, more free time, I guess.
There was this new sub today. He was, like, some white guy who kept on preaching. He was going viral in Snap for a moment. Apparently, he has, like, so many masters and bachelors.
Preaching about what?
About life. Like, how he was in... He used to be in the military. He gave
people advice.
I never had him, but, like, he was on Snap a lot.
Is it the new teacher? Yeah, I had him for English. He's pretty cool. He's actually my favorite sub.
Apparently, he's supposed to be, like, really wise for no reason. And, like, he gives really good advice.
He does. He doesn't mark you tardy. Like,
yeah, and, like, he's really chill. It's like Yoda. Like, he'll cuss or anything, but, like, you know, it doesn't matter to him.
For our class, some people came late, and he was like, just come in. If you're here, you're here. If you're not, well, you're
And at one point, he was like, you know what? If I want to, I could walk out of this job. I mean, I don't really need it. And he started listing off all his titles and, like, you know, things he held.
I mean, I would, too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, a sub's just a random person you get from the street or anywhere, regardless of how qualified they are.
Yeah, I'll be flexing on the hoes.
Because you know how sometimes retired teachers come back
to
sub?
They really just need to sit there.
Or someone who
doesn't
have a job can also do a sub. So, like,
why would you do that?
In a way.
Yeah, how do you become a sub?
You think you apply for it online? The Prince William has, like, this page where you apply.
I want to apply.
I think it's, like, Parent Portal, but, like, fancier.
Yeah. Yeah, parent portal is where we check our grades and put their grades in there.
Yeah, well, like, basically think of it like subs where they just log into their account and basically that's it.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think you have to be over 18 or something. Because that'd be a requirement.
Parent portal's an online report card.
Dude, as a career, I want to be a substitute teacher.
In what?
Because it's cool. You get to meet new kids. You don't have to deal with the same kids.
Dude, substitute teachers get no respect.
Okay, so? Dude.
You're gonna walk in that class and get shaked.
If I don't like it, I just leave. What are they gonna do? Fire me? Go ahead. I go to a new school. Yeah.
That's a good point.
New school.
You don't actually work there.
I have nothing else to do. And it's the best career you can have. How much do they pay them, though? That's the question.
Miss Griffin was talking about it today. Saying how she, like, you know, teachers earn like $80,000 a year.
They probably get paid.
And she's got like she's got two masters, but like other people with the same degrees as her, they only have $20,000 a year. What she would like to do is see a senator or like a secretary of education come in, do her job for a whole week, and then ask for the paycheck and see their reaction. Cause like she says, teachers get underpaid, and in a way, it's kind of true. I mean, the way the students act.
What do you mean in a way? They are underpaid. Tell me one teacher who actually does.
I mean, some
effort.
Teachers don't actually teach. Like, they don't deserve what they already have. Like, some of them don't appreciate. Others, like,
they
try really hard
enough.
And don't get respect at all. Like, they should get paid more a lot.
Yeah, but you're not going to get better pay by not doing your job more.
Okay, some teachers work, what, 15 years at least right now?
But some of the ones in Potomac have worked over 20.
Yeah,
dude, Mr. Staples went to Potomac.
Mr. Staples left for Colgan because they paid him better at Colgan. He became an administrator.
And some teachers, like, some people go to Potomac, you know, and they come back as coaches or something.
Yeah, but I know Mr. Staples isn't working there, like, this year, but
he loved the school.
Teaching there,
like,
for a bit.
Who doesn't love Potomac? We're Panthers.
It's always a beast school, man.
We kill people.
We have a pretty cool logo. Blue, black, white, you know. I like the colors and the logo itself.
Yeah, and we have gunshot.
Yeah, we're black. We're simple as that. We're black. Everyone's there is black. Yeah.
In this case,
no,
Nick's
everyone's
minority.
Everyone's black.
Except me.
No. But Nick, you're just a very light shade of black. That's it.
You're too light for my eyes to see.
Light black.
It's like the printer.
I'm actually the blackest person there. It's just a printer.
No one's like, seen before. You were coming out, but like you kind of ran out.
Ran out of ink. You know, you have to stay. Do you know what's left? Yeah. Is what's left. It's just a blank canvas.
Ran out of black ink. Like an albino black person. You're black. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, who can say you're not? They can't see you right now, so you know.
I identify as black.
American, so.
Fuck, I thought you were a dragon, Junior.
I wish, but you know the Europeans are gonna kill me, so
I'd rather be transferred. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I'd rather be alive. I mean, breathing fire and like flying. You're
having
cool,
like small tail.
Fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Slowly devolving into furry territory.
Okay, let's change the subject. So in season two, season one, we talked about well, we had a lot of hypothetical questions.
Yeah.
It's like we do this if this happened and stuff like that. So, Nick, as a very light skinned black person, would you take the chance to be president if you could? Why not?
No. I mean, like, they don't get, like, they probably don't get paid as much as people think, and I don't think it's as cool as
a lot of movies might make it out to be. I think Barack Obama earned $400,000 in 4 years.
To sit in an office all day and like sign paperwork.
I'm pretty sure he did more than that. He went golfing a few times. Yeah.
Every president goes golfing way too much.
Trump was a hypocrite though. He said he didn't go golfing. Like everyone posted a picture of him golfing. Like
every single weekend.
But president isn't a bad job though, because you get paid $400,000 a year.
Whilst
golfing. And after that, for the rest of your lifetime, there's a $200,000 pension.
Not a year, a term. So every 4 years, $400,000.
Ah.
But the funny thing is,
$100,000
pay taxes, and you don't have to feed yourself. So
and senators also get a pension for life, like $250,000 a year. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was a governor, or senator,
I'm just saying, like,
dude, but like Arnold Schwarzenegger deserved what he has.
Look how big he was.
He was a bodybuilder, and after that, he's like, you know what? I want to be governor.
He was the Terminator, dude.
No.
He was a bodybuilder. Then he said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna be a movie star." Then he said, "Fuck it again, I'm gonna be a mayor."
You know Manny Pacquiao? Like after he knocked people out, I'm like, you know what? I care for people. I'm gonna run for governor of Nevada, and he's still boxing.
Dude, I want to see like Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees be like, you know what? I'm tired of this job.
Instead of killing people now, let's just help them.
I'm gonna save lives.
That's what he went to space.
I'm gonna be a surgeon.
You know, anyone who dies up there, he was trying to help them, but
yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah, it's because exactly those people were in space too long. They were like, oh, there's Jason. He's out to kill me.
It was
like, nah, bro. I'm just here to save your life. But if you could shoot me, obviously I gotta. Yeah, like if you could shoot me, I'm gonna kill you. You know what I mean? Like that's logical.
It was all euthanization.
Who shoots a guy for like no
mercy
reason?
Killing?
Tell me. No one.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Who shoots their nurse? Just fucked up.
Obviously, he has like superpowers, so he's like, I can regenerate, but like. He's ugly, by the way. Like, have you ever seen the movies? His face is like, dude,
his face is all sorts of jacked up.
It's like what, like a penis with herpes?
Are we talking about like Deadpool? That's exactly what it reminded me of. So,
dude. Imagine, like, you took a cow scrotum and left it out on the Texas sun
and you had
like
herpes.
A month.
We're just joning on this for right now.
Yeah, and it had herpes, like space herpes. Like,
who wants to see that? Like, no one wants to see
That's probably why he wears a mask.
No one wants to and see why cow is it test always, tools like, that you white left
people.
Out in the sun.
Like, oh, I mean, not white people. Very light-skinned black people. Yeah.
Very light-skinned dark people. Well, I mean, like, because the smart ones are the very not light-skinned dark people. Yeah. They run. When was the... Okay, like... When was the last time you saw, like, a movie where the...
Damn.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Yeah, my lungs just exploded. Like, in movies, either the normally colored dark-skinned person, like, either books it because he's smart and he's never seen again, or he dies first because he's not smart and
I not think presented it's not because he's not smart. Be. I think he's just high, pretty much sure. I'm pretty sure he's just high.
Dude, ask, like, any of the normally shaded-skinned people in our class, like Denzel or Reed. You say, like, hey, man, if you were in a horror movie, they'd be like, nah, me I'm too. Out here.
Like, if I see a snake on the floor, my ass is gonna run the opposite way. It's like, I don't need that snake in my life. I'm good. I want to be alive.
Dude, I'm going to make a series of movies, like horror movies that are realistic. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Man Moves to Massachusetts. Friday the 13th.
No, the camp closes down. Shotgun. No one enters here. If we, like,
yeah, that's a good idea. You know, why did they leave that camp open?
Bomb it. Simple as that. Want something? Yeah.
Just fucking nuke it.
Clear 20 20 mile radius everywhere, and that's it. Like, if you, yeah. What else do you want?
Hiroshima 2.0. World War 5. World War 5 over Jason Voorhees. I don't know. Just don't let the French fight. The They'll French? Just run away, though.
I mean, yeah. Because you're smart. They
the only bigger pussy than the French is a
dude. You know what? You know I never got. How did Eddie, what's his name? Eddie. Fuck. The one from the Nightmare of Elm Street.
In what movie? Guy,
Eddie Murphy.
Mercury.
Oh.
Eddie.
Freddy Krueger.
Murphy, a comedian, is a killer. Yeah, yep. That is amazing. Freddy Krueger. There
you
go.
Mean Freddy Krueger?
That dude. How does he kill you in your dreams? And he kills you in real life?
Well, I mean, he just kind of stabs
him. Yeah, but they're dreaming. They're asleep. Like, I might just wake up and be like, whoa, I died.
But, like, he manifests himself through their dreams? I mean, are you really going to ask that part? That's what you're worried about? Is that doesn't
yeah,
make
like,
sense?
Yeah, like, the rest of the movie makes sense, but, like, him coming into like, real life, like, that don't make sense.
To me.
Like,
if he kills you in reality, how's he going to kill you in real life where it actually matters?
Dude, it's a horror movie. Are you questioning why Jason keeps getting up after he gets, like, blasted in the face by a shotgun? It's because he's, like, Jesus doesn't want to deal with him. He's just like, oh, hell no, go back. That's the only thing keeping horror movie villains alive. That the afterlife doesn't want them because they're hideous.
I kind of lost you guys a little bit. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say they're hideous. I would say they're not very pleasant to look at. Because Annabelle.
We just described Jason Voorhees' face as a cow scrotum left in the sun.
I'm just saying,
he's not very. We'll be polite at the same time.
Look, Eddie.
Yo, dude, like, dog, I'm gonna be honest with you. Your face look like a pizza pocket that I ran over with my car. But you know,
I ran
I
over a couple
sound
times.
Mean.
Kind of took a dump on top of it.
Your face look like a burnt bagel.
And what can
but
it
no,
be?
No disrespect, my guy.
Why can it?
Like, no,
why
you can't
can it be
do
a
that.
Black? Villain.
Because
or, like,
the black
Halloween
always has
villain.
First in a movie. Like, that's such a stereotype right there.
I mean, because then you
like,
get
the black
racist.
Person who dies in the, first in a movie
yeah.
could come back as a ghost. I'm just saying. I'm like,
that's a good
y'all, plot line. Y'all niggas left me to die. Bah, bah. I'm just saying.
Just like his whole motive. Y'all motherfuckers left me for dead. I'm gonna kick anyone your who was on this ass. Show,
and be like, there's my block now, isn't it?
This the ghost block.
Ghost
I got the
like
ghost
shit.
Get.
Wait, what color are they gonna wear? Clear? Hey, we're clear.
The gang sign is like a spooky ghost.
No, the gang sign is you gotta wear all white. Ku Klux Klan. Yep.
With a pointy hat, right? Yeah, that doesn't sound like anything we know that
nope,
definitely
nothing
isn't
whatsoever.
Bad.
Nothing at all. Alright.
And because they're ghosts,
I
you
mean,
gotta burn crosses, right?
Dashboard did it.
They should have like three letters signifying
Dude,
who they are.
You know,
I'm thinking
you know
K.
what I never got to? How
three
did Jasper, K's. Like, the friendly ghost, like, become friendly? Like,
he was just tired of everyone's, like, he wanted to be different.
So?
He didn't want to conform with the other ghosts.
Be different, but, like, you could be friends with a kid. I'd rather be friends with someone rich. Be like,
dude, think of how sad that kid must sound to everyone else. Like, who's your best friend? Oh, you know, someone I can't see, touch, feel, or,
you
know,
he's just
anything.
Here, you know?
Just like,
I
oh.
feel it. Inside my brain.
I feel him
yeah.
when he's inside me.
Oh! It could be a tumor, but
okay.
nowadays it's not.
I'm pretty sure it's
the third
super
level
AIDS.
At AIDS, you know, stage 5.
I don't understand why people keep saying cancer is hard to
That's
beat.
What
I'm already
saying,
on
like,
stage 4
wish
now.
I got to stage 10.
Dude, yeah, that's when you get the upgrade, the cancer.
Yeah.
Tumors plus 5.
No, it's...
Dude, Carlos has just been quiet this whole time. I feel like he's just sitting there contemplating his existence.
That's
because
he's,
these
he's
people.
Known as the cocktail shortage, so sometimes he could, you know...
Who's
you
the
know,
cocktail
shortage
again?
You are.
I don't recall.
I think season 1, episode 2 or 1, you said, "Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm the cock destroyer."
That wasn't
and
me.
And died laughing. That was you.
That was not me.
We can go back and replay the audio.
I don't see myself
I
doing that.
It was you. Yeah, he's going to clip
it
in.
I'll just clip it in.
Nah, man, that wasn't
I'm
me.
Just
it
saying,
was just someone that sounds like me, you know?
Sounds like me, talks like me.
I mean, it could have been a ghost like Jasper.
Like
who am I to say?
Yeah, he was.
It could have been Jasper the friendly ghost. Jasper the cock destroyer.
Freddy Krueger imaginary rapes you.
he wasn't being friendly that day.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
No. It's the opposite. He was being a little too friendly.
Yo, fam. Hey, yo, it's me, Casper.
Yo, like, how did they get, like a movie? Did you guys watch the movie? Yeah.
Of, like, Casper the Friendly Ghost? Dude, I don't know. There were too many of them. Like, way too many. They were all really
By the way,
too.
Nick, this girl you're sexing
What
me,
do you sound weird?
She said you, and
Dude, I'm losing you. Yeah, he sounds like you have an aneurysm.
Okay.
Glad it's not just me.
Where'd Junior go?
Ooh, is it just me?
I'm here.
Oh, Junior's connection is having
I feel like you're talking through a fan or something.
Well.
Dude, I feel like...
Well, my bad. I can't help it. You know, it happens sometimes.
Okay, Junior, I want you to know that whole point you were talking, it sounded like you just drove through a tunnel on your cell phone.
You want me to know what?
I did not I didn't hear a single word
you
said for the last time.
You couldn't understand, Jack.
Hello? Guys?
He probably went to reset the app.
Dude, I think he's gone.
But, I mean, so far we have 29 minutes.
Probably.
Hello?
Dude, I might just cut.
I'm
like,
back.
This. Hey. Okay, ignore that technical difficulty.
Anyways, we have
30
minutes.
That part out
exactly. At this moment.
Like, hey,
okay. Another question, or you guys want to leave it here?
That's pretty good.
It sounds a little bit off. I think we need to end strong. Like, do another question. Let's do, like, one more question.
Okay. What's the best pickup line you guys have said to a female? I mean, Carlos hasn't said anything to a female.
Successfully? Or...
I'm not. Something, the funniest thing you guys said.
Yeah, like, I mean, but we got, we can list corny ones that we've heard, though. Like.
But it's my favorite. It's... Yeah, I don't use these because, you know, if I ask someone out, I actually
I'd be sincere with it. Willing to talk to me. And if they reject me, it's like, it never happened, or we're going to go forward in something.
I mean, I did that for a video. Remember, Carlos, the video? And that cute one kind of rejected me. Oh, you're talking about the
Valentine's
video. Very nicely, but she did. Yeah, the Valentine's video. Kind of crushed my heart a little bit.
And I feel bad. I was tearing up.
Put a condom on your
hooks. But,
yeah.
I mean, that was just us, like, saying...
It, I'm going to put it down in the description.
Do you want to kiss?
You guys want to watch that video? Yeah. For you, Carlos, some people actually said, yeah.
Yeah, I saw some hands go up, but I was like, no, that this is not happening. Oh,
there's one that Victor.
That Victor what?
One that Victor said was, if you were homework, I would do you on the table. I like that one. I like that one a lot. I said it to a couple girls. They never talked to me again.
That's horrible.
But, you know, that was worth it.
Dude, jeez, I wonder why. No, here.
What you mean? Here. That was horrible.
Junior, listen to
how
me.
How about it looks
like? I mean, if relatable. Just
walk up.
Look, if relatable, and it was funny.
Junior.
What?
What you gotta do is you gotta walk up to them, be like, hey girl, I put the STD in stud, and all I need is you. That's the best pick.
You sound like Brett Kavanaugh now. Sorry, no. Yeah.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Hey, so I looked up dirty pickup lines.
Well, pretend I know who that is.
Oh, no. No, this... I don't like...
Should I read them?
No.
I mean, we're about to go into dark web, so, like... Dirtiness isn't the way you see the video, so,
I'm gonna buy a child.
Depending on how you perceive it, it's up to you.
Alright. Alright, guys, thank you guys for listening. Tune in for next episode. Shut up. No, we're not gonna do that. No. Thanks for listening. And peace.